The Bush administration has made it clear that the Al-Qaeda terrorist network remains a threat. Last week, Vice President Cheney referred to another attack on the U.S. as not a matter of if, but when. Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld said terrorists are sure to acquire and use nuclear, chemical, and biological weapons. The White House says these warnings are the result of increased terrorist chatter detected by the intelligence services. Vincent Canestrero is a former CIA chief of counterterrorism operations and analysis. He says analysts have been hindered by this so-called chatter because it is nearly limitless.
They're indications of threats, and they could be gathered through signals intelligence, interceptive communications. They could be coming from human sources. It could be coming from friendly intelligence service, such as the Pakistanis or the British or the French. Movement of people talking between identified members of Al-Qaeda. There are a few Al-Qaeda people, I'm told, around the world who have been identified, but law enforcement in those countries have not moved against them because they talk on the telephone. And they're a primary source of information, and they keep them unarrested for that specific purpose. These are the kinds of things that would go into that background chatter, and that suggests that something, it's the darkening before the storm.
Telephones? I can't imagine they discuss plots on telephones.
Well, they have in the past, and this has led some people to be very suspicious of the information that is being transferred because there is some concern that they use this as a method of deception. There is certainly a lot of indication, for example, prior to 9/11, that all the increased chatter that the intelligence services were noticing was a form of deception to lead our attention away from the United States and towards Europe and the Far East and the Middle East. As you remember, State Department put out several travel advisories during the summer of 2001, and they were all directed against Americans abroad.
So how do you know? When do you know it's disinformation?
Well, that's the conundrum right now for analysts. They're basically choking on the volume of information, but there is no real way of evaluating it all as to its intention. And that reveals a basic weakness in the intelligence collection system. It means that the quality of the intelligence we're getting is not that good.
This chatter, the information picked up, how is it processed?
The chatter is supposed to be processed through a central analytical unit, the Counterterrorism Center at CIA, which has FBI personnel as well as representatives from the FAA, Department of Defense, State, and other agencies. All the source information, no matter what its origin, is supposed to come in there and be processed. Experienced analysts can put it together and draw a picture, maybe not a completely detailed picture, but a picture that might suggest a course of action.
I wonder about these warnings. Is it a case of the government just wanting to be able to say, if something does happen, well, we told you?
Well, there's certainly a lot of politics involved in the current round of threat warnings. They come, don't forget, in the wake of the controversy about what the administration and the intelligence agencies knew prior to 9/11 that might have helped forestall 9/11. And in the midst of this controversy, you have basically a political decision by the U.S. government to not sit on any threat information, no matter whether analysts have been able to corroborate them or there's any substantiation whatsoever. And that's a problem because if you keep doing this, the public will become desensitized to it when nothing happens. And one of the things you can be almost guaranteed of, if you specifically say a subway is going to be bombed, it won't be bombed. If you specifically say the Statue of Liberty is going to be attacked, it won't be attacked. When you have repeated warnings and you go to a high state of alert, you are preparing people for an event which doesn't happen. And when it doesn't happen, you become less convinced the next time an alert comes that something will happen. Yeah. And that's the real danger.
Vincent Canestrero leads Canestrero Associates, an international security consulting firm. He's a former CIA chief of counterterrorism operations and analysis.